It's hard to believe, as you step inside the Regal Biltmore Hotel in downtown Los Angeles, that there are thieves amongst us. Here in a lobby where the ceilings have been hand-painted by an Italian artist who usually works at the Vatican, evil lurks. Ever since the hotel opened its doors in 1923, little bits of the Biltmore have been quietly disappearing into the handbags and suitcases of its guests. But the Biltmore has a message for its light-fingered patrons. Come back. All is forgiven.
No questions asked. We just wanted the memorabilia back.
Sheena Stevens is public relations manager for the Regal Biltmore. Earlier this year, the message went out that the Biltmore was putting together a collection of these stolen bits of its past. So far, more than 100 items from all over the country have come in. Everything from a sterling silver sugar bowl to a brass table lamp to a porcelain spittoon.
And then we also had some towels and linens come in, some of the original muslin sheet.
The thing you think about when people take things or borrow things or forget to return things from hotel rooms, towels would seem to be at the top of the list. How many towels did you get?
Surprisingly, we haven't gotten a lot of towels. We've had maybe 5 towels come in, a couple napkins, linen napkins. But, you know, we do have like a shower mat that a man had held on to for 50 years.
Steven says guests often pilfer items for sentimental reasons. The Biltmore might have been the place where they honeymooned or danced the night away at their prom. But some of those memories carry a hefty price tag. For instance, Steven says nearly an entire dinner party's worth of sterling silverware has been returned.
Of course, a teaspoon is very easy to walk away with in your purse, so we've had a lot of silverware sent in, you know, dating from 1923. Some gorgeous little demi-tasse spoons sent in from a man whose father, he wrote in that when he was a young boy, his parents would come to a lot of the grand events of the hotel, and a lot of times he'd bring a surprise to share with the family, and this was one of the surprises.
Stevens says several other heirs came clean with the items filched by ancestors in years gone by. Curiously enough, most of the thieves had a surname that began with the letter B, the same letter used by the Biltmore as its trademark.
The logo is just so gorgeous with this really scripty B with the etching around it that was on all the silverware, all the silver items. So it might be tempting if your last name started with B.
Today, Steven says few items carry the distinctive Biltmore B, sporting instead the new Angel logo for this, the City of Angels. That alone may have decimated the petty thievery ring, but I wanted to be sure. So I approached some of the current Biltmore guests.
I'm just asking people to say, have you ever been tempted at all to accidentally put something in your suitcase?
Absolutely not. That's the beginning and the end of my comment.
No. I'm a Christian, and I don't believe in that sort of thing. I never have. And I certainly wouldn't start at this late stage in my life.
Little shampoos and lotions and stuff is about it.
I travel extensively. I'm probably in about 5 hotels a week. And so I try to travel light anyway, so why would I take stuff from a hotel?
Uh-huh. Well, somebody took all this stuff. But for those whose guilty consciences are still bothering them, Sheena Stevens says the amnesty program is still in effect. Bring back your Biltmore treasures, no questions asked, and your items will be included in the Biltmore's permanent museum, scheduled to open early next year. You'll even be invited to a special preview reception to meet your fellow light-fingered friends. From Los Angeles, I'm Kitty Feldy for The Savvy Traveler.